Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
It was a bitterly cold day in February, the kind that chills you right through to the bone. In the small town of Delphi, Indiana, a quiet place where life moved at a slower pace, the stillness was soon shattered by the unthinkable. The disappearance of two young girls, Abby Williams and Libby German. What started as a simple day of adventure for two best friends soon turned into a nightmare, and the scars of that day still linger for the families and residents of Delphi. The story of the Delphi murders is not just a tragic tale of loss, but one of confusion, a controversy, and the overwhelming feeling that something, or someone, has been overlooked. As the case unraveled over the years, suspicions shifted, confessions were made, and lives were turned upside down. But through it all, there remains one unsettling question. Did the police focus on the wrong man, ignoring crucial evidence that could have led them to someone else? Let's start with Ron Logan. Ron Logan was a name that quickly surfaced in the investigation after the bodies of Abby and Libby were discovered. His property, sprawling and wooded, was where the girls were found, just a stone's throw from the Monon High Bridge where they were last seen. For a town like Delphi, with a population of around 3,000 people, the horror of the crime was compounded by the fact that it happened in such a familiar and quiet setting. And Ron Logan? Well, he was just as familiar to the town as the bridge itself. On the day of the murders, Logan had provided an alibi. He claimed that he had been out of town, visiting an aquarium some 20 miles away. At first glance, his story checked out. Logan had a relative confirm his whereabouts, and that seemed to be that. But soon, things began to unravel. Logan, as it turned out, had asked that relative to lie about where he was. The alibi was fake, a carefully crafted attempt to steer the police away from looking too closely at him. This alone raised serious red flags for investigators. Why would an innocent man feel the need to fabricate an alibi? And why would he, of all people, ask a relative to cover for him on the very day that two girls were murdered on his property? The FBI got involved, and soon after, a search warrant was issued for Logan's home. The grounds of his property were searched extensively, and investigators noted several unsettling findings. The crime scene itself had already suggested that the bodies of Abby and Libby had been moved after they were killed. The FBI's affidavit highlighted that there were fibers found on the girls, fibers that didn't seem to match their own clothing. And there was the matter of the missing items, pieces of clothing that were absent from the scene, possibly taken by the killer. All of this pointed toward Ron Logan being a key person of interest in the case. The fact that the girls had been found on his land, coupled with his suspicious behavior, painted a troubling picture. Yet, despite the mounting suspicions, no hard evidence ever directly linked Logan to the crime. The searches, while thorough, turned up nothing conclusive. And so, Ron Logan remained a figure of suspicion, but nothing more. Logan, who had a checkered past and a history of legal troubles, including multiple DUI convictions, seemed an easy target. But the police didn't charge him with anything related to the murders. Instead, he was arrested for violating his probation, a charge that kept him in jail while investigators continued to search for answers. Logan always maintained his innocence, and despite the glaring questions surrounding him, he died in 2020, never having been charged in connection with the Delphi murders. And then there was Keegan Klein, a completely different kind of suspect, yet one who seemed just as close to the case as Logan, if not closer. Klein was not from Delphi, but he had an online presence that caught the attention of investigators soon after Abby and Libby's deaths. He was a predator, using social media to pose as someone else, a handsome, wealthy young man by the name of Anthony Schatz. Through this fake persona, Klein would reach out to young girls, including Libby German, and ask them for explicit photos. And here's where things take a dark turn. Klein had been in communication with Libby on the very day she and Abby were murdered. The timing was more than unsettling. Libby had exchanged messages with the Anthony Schatz account just hours before she disappeared. To make matters even more suspicious, Klein later admitted that he had arranged to meet Libby in person that day. But when questioned, he denied ever following through on that plan. He insisted that he had no involvement in the murders, that his online communications with Libby were just another part of his twisted, predatory behavior, but nothing more. However, many found it hard to believe that Klein's involvement ended there. How could it be a mere coincidence that an internet predator who had been communicating with one of the victims just before her death wasn't involved in the crime itself? And why did it take so long for investigators to zero in on him as a suspect? Klein's home was searched just days after the murders. The police found thousands of explicit images of underage girls on his devices, but nothing directly linking him to the Delphi crime scene. He was arrested and charged with multiple counts of child exploitation and pornography possession, yet he was never charged in connection with the murders of Abby and Libby. Klein's denials of involvement in the Delphi case have been consistent, but his lies about his online activities have made it hard to trust anything he says. His conversations with Libby were chilling in hindsight, and while investigators questioned him thoroughly, they never seemed to go beyond his digital crimes. Many, including those close to the case, believe that Klein's connection to Libby should have warranted more attention. What is especially troubling in both Logan's and Klein's cases is the sheer volume of evidence that seemed to be ignored or brushed aside. Logan's fabricated alibi, the fact that the girls were found on his property, and the suspicious findings from the FBI search, all of these pointed toward a deeper investigation into Logan's possible involvement. Yet, the focus on him dissipated over time. With Klein, the situation was different, but no less alarming. His communications with Libby were a direct link to one of the victims, and the fact that he had allegedly planned to meet her that day raises an uncomfortable question. Did the police miss an opportunity to catch the killer by not pursuing Klein more aggressively? These unanswered questions don't just end with Logan and Klein, though. There were whispers of other suspects, other people in Delphi who might have been involved. Rumors circulated about a local group of individuals tied to an Odinist cult, a group known for its strange rituals and extremist beliefs. Some claimed that the symbols found at the crime scene bore a resemblance to the runes used by Odinist followers. Others spoke of ritualistic elements that seemed to match the way the girls' bodies were found. The defense for Richard Allen, the man currently facing trial for the murders, has seized on this theory. They have argued that the crime scene was staged by members of this Odinist group, and they've pointed to a man referred to in court documents as BH, a known Odinist with ties to the Delphi area. According to the defense, BH made cryptic social media posts around the time of the murders, referencing details of the crime scene that had not yet been made public. His posts, combined with the unusual staging of the girls' bodies, have led some to believe that he and his associates might be responsible. But despite these claims, law enforcement has largely dismissed the Odinist theory. They have maintained that the evidence points to Richard Allen, a local man who, by his own admission, was on the trail the day Abby and Libby were murdered. Allen, who worked at a local CVS, had even printed photographs of the victims for their families in the days following the murders. The chilling proximity of Allen to both the community and the crime has made his arrest all the more shocking. However, even Allen's arrest is not without controversy. The kypice of evidence linking him to the crime is an unspent bullet found near the Bodies, a bullet that allegedly matches a gun owned by Allen. The defense has argued that this evidence is far from conclusive, pointing out that ballistics testing is not an exact science. They have also raised concerns about the conditions in which Allen has been held since his arrest. Richard Allen has been subjected to what some describe as cruel and unusual punishment during his time in custody. He has spent months in solitary confinement, under 24-hour surveillance, with little access to the outside world. His mental health has reportedly deteriorated, with reports of him exhibiting bizarre behavior, such as eating legal documents and engaging in self-harm. His defense team has argued that these conditions have contributed to the confessions he allegedly made while in prison, confessions they claim were coerced through psychological torture. The judge in Allen's case has denied requests from his defense to move him to a less restrictive environment, despite the clear toll his confinement has taken on him. The defense has also argued that the prosecution has deliberately withheld exculpatory evidence, including information about other suspects, in an effort to pin the crime on Allen. And so, the case moves forward, with many feeling that the true story of what happened to Abby and Libby has yet to be told. The focus on Richard Allen, while compelling, seems to have overshadowed other important leads. Ron Logan's lies, Keegan Klein's disturbing connection to Libby, and the whispers of an Odinist cult all seem to suggest that there is more to this case than meets the eye. In the end, it's the unanswered questions that haunt the town of Delphi the most. Who really killed Abby Williams and Libby German? Did the police ignore key evidence in their rush to solve the case? And is Richard Allen truly the person responsible, or is he just another piece in a puzzle that remains unsolved? These are the questions that will be at the heart of the upcoming trial, and they are the questions that those close to the case will continue to ask long after the verdict is read. For now, the truth remains elusive, buried beneath a mountain of theories, suspicions, and unexamined evidence. And until all the facts come to light, the town of Delphi will continue to live under the shadow of that terrible February day.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like, buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line, simplified.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.